nothing is impossible. Without love, there is no meaning in anything.
Mother's birthday. Started dinner and we rushed madly to get dressed. The boys came earlier than expected, bringing candy to Mother. We had dinner, then went riding. I think the boys appreciated one last taste of civilian life. They said they are particularly grateful when people treat them as they're used to being treated at home. I wanted to cry. marry him now if he thought that I loved him. Naturally, I teased him a little when I asked how he'd feel in the daytime. Because after all, music is right, moon has something to do with it. He said, "How many times do I have to tell you? Rain or shine, daylight or darkness, it's still the same. I'd never marry a girl unless she loved me and expected to make it for always. I'd have to love every part of her mind, soul, and body." "Don't write me anything that isn't so, even if I'll be disappointed. But I'll probably write terribly sentimental letters." When he ran out to the cab, he came back in a hurry to say, "If you want to write me before I get there, it's Postmaster, Seattle, Washington." "Is that all?" I asked. "Goodbye, darling. Kissed me. That's all." I didn't bother going to bed. Mother woke up, came down, and we talked. Woke up early feeling that she will be born today. She was born around noon, 7 pounds, 12 ounces, and beautiful. Feel fine, and the baby is too darling for words. She makes faces at me and smacks her lips. But unexciting. I do nothing except take care of the baby.
My first wedding anniversary. Never thought it would be spent away from my husband. Some of her expressions are so like his that I could cry. The only thing, I've been pretty miserable about the baby. She apparently hasn't been getting enough to eat, and she hasn't been sleeping well. On top of this worry, I'm always getting told what I should and shouldn't do. Unfortunately, I have a mind of my own.
We were brought up to understand that we had the right to develop our own individual personalities in the direction we chose, and even to raise a little hell along the way. Above all, we were supposed to think before we acted, look before we leaped, and if the act or the leap was likely to bring shame or disgrace or hurt to another, it was hoped we would avoid it. It wasn't always easy to live that way. By midnight at least 6 nights a week. Wash face before retiring. Work on posture. Lower voice. In conversation, avoid the irrelevant and too frequent references to family. Disposition, don't be so stubborn. Accept advice with consideration at least, not resistance. Learn to play bridge. Had expected oceans of tears, tearing of flesh, but it all came out without a whimper. I wrote it all out, and yet I was loath to read it again, for fear it would climb back into my heart through turn it back with heavy coat of leather. It is a little thing to one who grieves, harried by more savage human weather. this lovely world will cling to me beyond the grave in memory. Though I shall die, I shall not sleep. Insentient, I still shall keep some dream of earth's bright ecstasy. There I shall lie, but ardently long for the sky, the brilliant sea, remembering. Though buried deep, this lovely world, this lovely world, this lovely world.
Dust shall feed the budding tree, then turn to blossom. I shall be a living, flowering, earthy heap, shall turn to daisies lovers reap. It wins the final victory.
Wonderful music from the car radio, the breeze from the country and all, made a mood that I'll always remember. If the world really does go to ruin, as the editorials predict in these troubled times, and I still exist, I may find some consolation in the memory of the peace and goodness of tonight.